Well, greetings and welcome. It is EWTN Radio's Take Two with Jerry and Debbie and you. Good to have you with us here for your show. We always love it when you tune in, and especially when you participate, and we know you're going to want to participate today. I am Jerry Escher, back with you. I've been off a few shows this week, but I'm back live coming to you from Pope St. John the 23rd National Seminary in Weston, Massachusetts, just outside of Boston, and I am with the one, the only, Debbie Georgiani.
On the feast day of the guardian angels, Jerry, you see why I have this, like, permanent glued smile on my face. I love this day. This is such a glorious day, and that's what we're talking about on today's show. Jerry, so glad that you are with us for this particular episode, because I know you are tight with your guardian angel. You just shared that before the show started, and this is just a beautiful time for our listeners to come together and to share how they feel about the guardian angels, celebrating the guardian angels. Do you have a question about your guardian angels? Do you have a story? Do you want to know more? Do you want to figure out ways to really get closer to your guardian angel? You don't have to be Catholic to call in. This is the show. This is the episode. And let's really let all of heaven see that we love and appreciate the guardian angels. And the number to dial is 833-288-EWTN. That's 833-288-3986.
Well, if you've ever had an experience of being maybe in a tight situation, maybe a jam, a difficult situation, and all of a sudden the tide just sort of turned or something happened and you look back on it and you say, wow, how did that happen? Well, that could have been your guardian angel. Maybe your guardian angel has shown up just in the nick of time and saved you from some kind of a disaster or a really challenging thing that could have gone wrong for you. Do you call upon your guardian angel before you do things like hit the road driving, or before you take, like for me here at the seminary, I always pray for the Holy Spirit and the guardian angel, my guardian angel, to help me write my papers and do my reading and my research and things like that. Your guardian angel is so close to you, right by your side, and is so willing, eager to help you. Debbie, I think our guardian angels probably shed a tear or two when we don't turn to them as often as we would like, they would like us to. So share your comments, your take on this today at 833-288-EWTN, 833-288-3986.
Yesterday, we had just a very active show on the prayer show, really, coming together as the mystical body of Christ and storming heaven. So we took a lot of calls yesterday. Jerry, it was amazing. The prayer book is just filled starting for the month of October. But today, being the guardian angels, we would like to continue where you're at in your spiritual life with your relationship with your guardian angel. And Jerry's right. You know, if the angels had emotions like that, would they shed a tear? Well, yeah, because, you know, they want us to be successful. Their mission is to get us back to God, right? So when we fail, when we make the choices and we break the friendship with God, it's not that they go away. They go into deep prayer for us. They go into deep prayer to receive more of God's messages for us, so that they can help to illuminate our mind and strengthen our will, so the next time we make a better choice. It is really a beautiful relationship. These guardian angels are created uniquely by God for you, being that unique person in the image and likeness of God. It's incredible. So there's so many things that were done in incredible godlike detail just for you with your guardian angel. Have you ever thought about that before? It's very exciting. Call in, will you? 833-288-EWTN. 833-288-3986. Almost full phone lines. That's good.
Yeah, well, and if you attended Mass today, or if you plan to, you will hear the gospel reading from Matthew. See that you do not despise one of these little ones, for I tell you that in heaven their angels always behold the face of my Father who is in heaven. So these angels are a great go-between us and God. So let us know if you've had an experience with yours. And maybe you do what I like to do. Debbie, you probably do this too, and that is I send my guardian angel before me, if I'm going to be going places, or if I have a conversation or a meeting coming up with somebody or decisions to be made, I always say, guardian angel, please go to so-and-so's guardian angel and together, you know, work with all of us here so that we are on the right page with God's will. So just so many ways that we can tap into the beauty and the joy and the wonder and awe of our relationship with our guardian angels. So we have just a couple phone lines open. Always the best time to call at the start of the show, 833-288-EWTN, 833-288-3986.
Jerry, you're spot on. You know, the network, the very intricate network on the in the angelic realm, you know, they are working on our behalf. You know, there are angels. You have your personal guardian angel, right? That has been with you since your conception, correct? Okay, so now you also have angels that are watching over the streets, the freeways, your homes, the parishes. You have multiple angels helping people that are in very big roles that are working with and shepherding souls, like bishops, okay? So there's this whole entire network working on our behalf. Why? Because that's how much God loves you, wants you to get home to Him. Okay, so to have your guardian angel, because God knows what you're going to be faced in this world. All the crazy things, just even waking up and going and driving a car. You don't know what's going to happen because somebody else could make a bad choice and that could affect you. And so God knew that. And so He provided this beautiful, pure spirit to walk with you all the days of your life. Look at Psalm 91 in most translations of the Bible. Go to the middle of the Psalm. It's right there. God does not lie. Okay. And it's amazing. They're your soul guards, your bodyguards. Do you remember them? Are you aware of them? Do you say the guardian angel prayer? Do you have a medal or a chaplet or something that reminds you, a reminder that you have this heavenly pure spirit beside you? It's so exciting, you guys. And on this feast day, tap into that. Tap into the graces and the blessings that flow from acknowledging the guardian angels. 833-288-EWTN, 833-288-3986. I told you I've got this permanent smile. I'm just so excited. I love this day. I feel like this is just the most incredible day today.
Well, we've had a great run this time of the year, some great feasts that we celebrate. The archangels, we had the guardian angels today. We had St. Therese yesterday. We got, Our Lady of Victory.
St. Jerome.
We have St. Jerome.
Mm-hmm.
St. Faustina. St. Teresa of Avila in the middle of the month. Yeah,
yep,
wow.
St. Faustina. And
St.
Carlo Acutis, don't forget.
That's right. We're such a blessed family of God. Mm-hmm. 833-288-EWTN, 833-288-3986. Share with us your guardian angel comments or story on Take Two. Well, we're glad you're tuned in, and we don't know why you wouldn't want to call in today. It's the Feast of the Guardian Angels. You have one. Whether you knew it or not, maybe this is the first time you're hearing that you have your own special angel assigned to you at your moment of your conception to be with you through your entire life to help get you back to God, back to heaven. 833-288-EWTN if you'd like to join us on this conversation today. 833-288-3986. We will go right to your calls. Phones are very, very busy as expected. But I just want to mention to you, first of all, there is a free ebook from EWTN. These ebooks are fantastic and they're absolutely free. So, you know, I don't know why you wouldn't take advantage of this. It's Prayers for the Conversion of a Loved One. Okay, we all can identify with this. We all have loved ones, whether they're family, friends, coworkers, neighbors, whatever, who are not following God or the church right now. So you can get this free ebook, Prayers for the Conversion of a Loved One. It'll encourage you as you pray for the conversion or reversion of your family and friends. The free ebook is available at EWTN.com/conversion of St. Paul. EWTN.com/conversion of St. Paul. Okay. Sounds great.
Do you know what I have to tell you something?
Yeah.
This is going to sound so weird, but it's because it's the so many years that I've been listening to Catholic radio. I love your voice. You have such a soothing voice.
Thank you. It's a little raspy today for some reason.
Is it raspy? Yeah, I just love it, though. First of all, it's a great, strong radio voice, but I just love it. I don't know. Maybe it's just because I've been working with you for 15 years.
That could be it. Yeah, maybe. Yeah. Gotcha. It's a mesmerizing voice.
Exactly. Okay, so let's go to Pam. And you can tell that I'm happy. I'm excited. It's the Feast of the Guardian Angels. Pam in Illinois on EWTN.com. You're first up on this beautiful feast day of the Guardian Angels. Pam, tell us your story.
Okay. I have an extraordinary, lovely story. regarding my guardian angel. I'm in my 70s right now, and I do reflect on this quite often. I was about 7 years old, and my sister was about 10, and we had twin beds, small house. Our grandmother, who had Alzheimer's, came to live with us for a very short period of time. Well, one night, in the middle of the night, my sister woke up screaming because my grandmother, who would get up and wander throughout the house, was standing over me with a butcher knife. I know my guardian angel was there to wake my sister up. And immediately our parents came in, and I have vague memories of commotion, but I do remember that when I came home from school the next day, Grandma was not in the house. They had put her in a facility, which that too didn't last long because of Alzheimer's, she became very destructive and ended up in a state facility. But I think of all the people that, like my children and my grandchildren, and now I have two great-grandchildren that wouldn't be here if my guardian angel hadn't protected me and woke my sister up.
Well, you know, it's interesting. In all the years that I studied angels, I would listen to stories, hundreds and hundreds of stories. And I've never heard this story before, but I'm definitely going to remember it. But I will tell you, Pam, that I have heard of similar stories where a guardian angel of a sibling or a friend alerted or helped, or your own guardian angels, or together. And when you have something that somebody reacts quickly and does it very automatically, like your sister woke up quickly and was able to alert you, you know, typically that is when the guardian angels are in force and movement to try and prevent something. So you're spot on. You know, God instructed that guardian angel that you needed to live, you needed to go on, so you couldn't get hurt or unfortunately, you know, for your grandmother and your whole family, if you know, God forbid something had happened, that would have been tragic in your family.
Yeah. And all the people that wouldn't be here.
exactly. And so I would definitely say, yeah, in my opinion, that's your guardian angel. Praise be to God on that. I hope you still you continue to have a strong relationship with your guardian angel. May I just ask you a question? I have the prayer book out from yesterday, and when you mentioned your grandmother, I just felt so sad. You know, she had that age-related, you know, and really, really devastating disease of what you said, Alzheimer's, and my heart breaks that her life, you know, ended in that way. Do you at all feel comfortable giving us her first name? I just want to say some prayers for her.
Well, her name was Anna.
Anna, okay.
And I also would like prayers for my sister, the one who saved me, or my guardian angel, woke her up.
Right.
She is going through dementia. She's beginning stages of that. And I also have a grandson who is in a rehab facility, and I pray for his success. I would appreciate prayers for that.
Absolutely. We put your sister and grandson. Okay, got it all. Well, Pam, you're spot on. Thank you for sharing the story. I know Jerry and I are just praising God and saying it's so wonderful. And that's how our angels are there to guard us and guide us and protect us. And it's all there in Psalm 91. And it's powerful. And you are a living example of that.
Thank you so much for putting my story, or listening to me, God bless everyone, and God bless everything that you and Jerry do.
Oh, thank you, Pam.
God
bless you. This is your show, and you just took ownership of it, so we appreciate that very much. As Debbie said, all the names and intentions in the prayer book. Thank you, Pam, in Illinois. We appreciate that. We are going to move on to Michael. Michael is in Pennsylvania, listening today on Holy Family Radio. Hi, Michael. Welcome to Take Two. Are you there, Michael?
I am.
There you are.
Thank you.
Welcome, brother. Let us know what your thoughts are on the guardian angels.
Okay, I'll do that. So I have a lot of testimony and real life experiences with the guardian angels. First of all, it's my birthday today, and
Lucky.
I know. I'm so thankful and blessed today. Mm-hmm. Such a beautiful day. And, you know, thanking my mother and my father on my birthday and doing something for the Lord today. So I just wanted to just extend the understanding of how important the guardian angels are and how they are in our lives. And we can see them working in our lives just by the miraculous things that happen. And, you know, I've been in this situation that God has put me in since I was five. And, you know, with that, I had been working at a Cracker Barrel, and this was up in the great state of Montana. And I don't know if you've ever been in a Cracker Barrel before, but there's a lot of old things in there, old pictures and things. And this place was not just haunted. It was actually infested. And I had been locked in at night. My job was to clean the floors and then make biscuits and gravy, as well as the bathrooms and stuff. Not in that order, though. as one night I was doing my normal rounds, and they had this little radio that's up on the ceiling, and you can adjust the sound to it. And I was cleaning the bathroom, and it started to, you know, go on and off, and then it just stopped. And in the background, off in the distance or wherever it was, I could actually hear a very shrieking scream, something that wasn't good. And the hair stood up on my arms and my neck, and intuitively, I knew at that point something was going on. And as I turned to kind of look, I saw a manifestation of I would say it was 4-foot-ish. You know, they don't have to be specific. They can take the form of whatever they want because they're spirit. But this was a beautiful, luminescent blue figure. I'm not crazy. I wasn't doing drugs. I had plenty of sleep, you know, and I don't drink. And right after I saw that, I went out into the kitchen area, and I was making biscuits, you know, kind of thinking about what just happened. And in the silver bowl that we mix in, they're upside down, something passed through the reflection of it, and it was about 9+ feet tall, black, floating through the doorway. And at that point, I actually grabbed was like a 2-foot butcher knife, you know, and I went over there. Not like that's going to do anything, but it was just a reaction. And I said, I'm not afraid of you. I know what you are. And I went into the area, and all of a sudden, there was a roller with plates on it for the business, and it started kind of shaking. And I was like, what's going on? I put my ear to the floor, and then I honed in on these plates that were actually vibrating and shaking. And then something happened in the back. It threw something or moved something. And at that point, I knew, you know, pretty much what I was dealing with. So, you know, with some prayer and holy water and permission from them, you know, I was able to actually help to intercede for that. And finding out in the investigation, because I only do paranormal investigations per case, it had to do with a tragedy that was Native American-based that happened, you know. But that was a real manifestation of my guardian angel, and it startled me at first because I didn't know exactly what it was. And I put my hand up, and then I reached for my Catholic Book of Prayers to start praying for my guardian angel and for Saint Michael. And when I looked up, it was gone. And it kind of reacted to me putting the hand up, in a sense, like surprised or whatever happened. But that was a true story. I swear on everything I know and believe in on the Lord that's happened. So remember, you know, today is a very powerful day, you know, incorporated with the Trinity and prayer. We have a very good opportunity and a blessed opportunity, not just to help ourselves, but to have a relationship with our guardian angels, which most people do not recognize them as much as they should, and they need to, because they're there for us, working behind the scenes. And as it's said in the industry, you're more likely to see demonic activity in your life than you are to see the angels that God sends. They're kind of like ninjas, special forces, whatever, but they're there for you. And, you know, it's such a blessing to be born on this day. So I thank God.
Well, Michael, first of all, happy birthday. Debbie and I both wish you that, and all of us here at EWTN. And then regarding the story here, first of all, I just want to say, you know, it sounds like you were well prepared. I mean, sounds like you had a good foundation. You know, you knew about things like holy water, praying to your guardian angel and things like this. So you were already, in a sense, prepared for something like this. But I don't know, Debbie, if you can ever really be prepared for the kind of experience that Michael had. But it sounds like, you know, he did do the right things, especially turning to his guardian angel at a moment like that.
Absolutely. And I agree with Jerry, Michael. I just wanted to say happy birthday on this very special day. And I love that you love and have such a devotion to the guardian angels, not just because you're born on this day, but because you understand that they have a role to play and a mission given by God himself. I think I caught one thing, though, I just want to address. Michael, I don't know if you listen to The Spirit World on Saturdays with Adam Bly, but he's a religious demonologist. But we did a lot of shows on paranormal investigations and ghost hunting and things like that are very, very spiritually dangerous. So I just didn't want to give the indication to the audience and the Take Two family that this kind of stuff is to be dabbled in. So I just want to make sure that we were clear on that. And I don't know if you're still involved in that, but if you are, you might want to listen to the Spirit World show or call in and maybe talk to Adam a little bit about that, because he is really definite and direct about staying away from stuff like that, because he's seen the tragic unfolding in people's lives. So I'm not quite sure. I don't know if that's what you were sharing, but I just want to make sure that I get that out there for the rest of the listeners. What do you say? I would like to hear your comment. You're not still involved in that kind of stuff, are you?
Actually, I've been involved in that for 25 years, helping people to understand the dangers of things like Ouija boards, tarot cards, the occult, Freemasonry, because at one time, my testimony is I used to be a Freemason. I used to be in the occult when I was younger, and the Lord saved me in a very miraculous way, which had to do with my guardian angel as well. That's another story for another time.
Right.
But
right.
The thing is that if we don't find out the proper steps in a sober, vigilant way to deal with what is called spiritual warfare, which the definition is the diminishing of one kingdom and the flourishing of another. You know, and it's the battle is faith versus fear, you know, which is something that I've been working on for a couple of years. But, you know, it really is that personal battle between us and our moral compasses and knowing what, where, and when to do it. If you have no idea what you're doing and you think curiosity is going to scratch that itch, you're going to get more than you bargained for. The question is, when you do find the devil, what are you going to do then? Right? Then you're really up the creek. And if you don't have the understanding of basic spiritual warfare, which is the church...
Right. And Michael, we're going to hit the pause button in just a second. You're spot on. I know where you're going with this, and that's exactly why the Spirit World was even created. So if you wanted to check, and you may have called the show already, but the Spirit World's on Saturdays, 10 a.m. Central, 11 a.m. Eastern. I would love for you to call in if you haven't already and really have this same kind of giving your testimony and cautioning people and being very careful when they start dabbling in things like this, because it's very, very spiritually dangerous. And you've lived it, Michael. So you see it, and it sounds like you're really trying to get people aware that Ouija boards and things of that nature are very problematic. Michael, happy birthday again. You hear the music. We've got to take that break, but please check out the Spirit World on Saturdays, and we'll be back with more Guardian Angel stories on this wonderful feast day.
Quiet conversation about guardian angels on their feast day today in the church. I'm Jerry Escher with Debbie Giorgiani and you, so we would love to have you join us. We're going to get to more of your calls here in just a moment. Just got to give, we love giving the shout-outs that we do here on EWTN to our affiliate partners, and one of them has been with us for 11 years. That is KOOJ 93.1 FM, serving Pittsburgh, Kansas. Congratulations to Father Bob McElwee and everyone at Our Lady of Mount Carmel Education and Evangelization Society from your friends here at EWTN.
Beautiful. Okay, we're going to get back to the phones. Liz is up next in Harrison, New York, on Sirius XM 130. That's the way. Liz is listening. Happy Feast Day of the Guardian Angels, Liz. Welcome.
Hi, thank you.
Thank you. You go right ahead.
You're welcome. Yeah.
So I had a situation about when I was 17. I'm like 50 now. And so I was picking up my car from the mechanic, and it was raining really, really badly. And I was driving fast, and I made a turn, and the car just spun out of control and was just, like, you know, spinning crazy, and then jumped onto the curb and was heading straight for, like, a tree. And I was young and, you know, had no idea what was going on. I was like, okay, this is it. This is absolutely it. And the car came to the tree and stopped short completely at a dead stop right before hitting, touching the tree, like an inch away.
Wow.
And I was crying. This was before cell phones. I was, people got out of the car, tried to see, are you okay? Oh my gosh, it was pouring rain. I said, it's fine, it's fine, it's fine. I just, like, didn't know what was going on. Anyway, I wasn't hurt. Everything was fine. And I had to go run to a store to call my mother to pick me up. 3 weeks later, I was driving, and I was parking my car in, like, a vacant sort of parking lot coming from a store. And all the stores were pretty far away from my parking spot. Anyway, I was getting into the car, and all of a sudden I feel or see something behind me. And I turned around, and out of nowhere, there was, and I believe this can happen, I believe it was my guardian angel, but dressed up in this beautiful, blue and white seersucker suit. Like, if you could say that somebody looked like $1 million, like, this person was so gorgeously dressed and very calm and shorter than I thought, and said, just looked at me very gently and smiled and said, be careful. Hmm. And I said, I don't even know who you are. And I was like in a, in a freezing type of manner. Mm-hmm. And sort of smiled, and he said, don't drive too fast, be careful. Mm. And wow. I just thought it was a little bit weird and a little bit creepy, but not really. I sort of felt like I knew what that was.
Mm-hmm.
And
yeah.
I looked down to get into my car. I was jiggling the key, and I looked up. I said, what is this? I looked up and turned around again, and there was nobody there.
Right.
There was nobody there.
Right.
And even if he was running away, I would have been able to see him from behind. There was nobody
right.
around me.
Right. Right. So, Liz, you don't have to convince us. We've heard these stories. I mean, I've heard these stories hundreds of times. So one thing I just want everyone to realize when you're talking about what my guardian angel, I felt that was my guardian angel, and they were dressed in a suit, like you said, dressed to the nines, and or they came as a little old lady with a cane, or they came as a really big looking football player. That's not, as you know, that's not what they look like, right? Because they're pure spirits, right? And so their radiance is overwhelming, absolutely overwhelming. And I love how Peter Kraft, he wrote the book Angels and Demons, Peter Kraft, he's a very brilliant man. And he said, and I like how he said this, it's like they put on a costume. And they put on a costume to get your attention. They put on a costume to show up on a scene to give a very a strong message. And like you said, you took notice, you became alert, you allowed that guardian angel to share with you, hey, be careful driving, and you somewhat, I don't want to put words in your mouth, but you somewhat recognize that voice. Why is that? Well, your guardian angel's been with you since your conception. Your guardian angel's been beside you. So, of course, when that voice or that presence or that appearance or that situation, like driving in the rain and it stopped, just the car just stopped short of the tree, of course you're going to recognize that that is your guardian, that was your guardian angel coming on the scene to prevent an accident, to caution you, to help you, to guard you, to guide you. I love that. The one thing that I just, for everybody that's listening who's learning about guardian angels, I remember one time, like, you have this guardian angel you saw who put on this costume of this really fancy and very elaborate suit, and that's wonderful. It's so funny. I've talked to people who love their guardian angels, and they said to me, the only time I saw my guardian angel, they were a 4-foot little old lady with a cane. I said, that's not your guardian angel. You know, that's your guardian angel just coming on the scene, doing what they need to do, but they are mighty. They are warriors. They are strong. They are fierce. They are determined. They are so powerful. And so I love that you shared that story, Liz. I hope you continue to have your beautiful relationship with your guardian angel on the next chapters of your life.
Yes, thank you so much. And can you just please do a little prayer for my family and my children?
Sure.
In the prayer book.
Absolutely. I put your family and children. Yeah, absolutely, Liz. Anything you want, we'll pray for. Yeah. Thank you.
Thank you so much.
Yeah, God bless you. Enjoy the day. It's a beautiful feast day, right, Jer?
It is. It is, absolutely. Yeah, thank you so much, Liz, for sharing that account with us. You know, I reminded me of I've shared on this the show before. I won't share it again right now, but when I was, my guardian angel saved me. It was a freeway incident, and it was just absolutely amazing. The car, I lost the steering, and the car just pulled right over to the side of the road. I won't give all the details now, but, you know, when these things happen, I think our jaws kind of hit the floor, you know, but we should really, the first thing we should do is just really be grateful. Thank God, you know, that we have these angels, and they do these things that they do for us. So thanks again, Liz. Carlos has been holding patiently in San Antonio. That's where we're going to go next, listening on Guadalupe Radio Network. Hi, Carlos.
Hello.
Welcome to the program.
I hope I don't step on my tongue. I want to say first happy birthday to the gentleman that today was his birthday.
Yeah.
And this October is the month of the Most Holy Rosary. And I must say I'm honored that I was born on that day, October 7th.
Oh, congratulations.
Beautiful.
Feast of the Most Holy Rosary. Mm-hmm. And I feel like I've been blessed my whole life, very blessed, myself and my family. But the story I want to say, I was in Idaho visiting family and my son, and my son wanted me to pull his car back to San Antonio from Idaho. So I hooked onto his car, and I was pulling him, started going up a mountain. And my truck stopped. It wouldn't go. So I had a gentleman stop in front of me. And he goes, "You having problems?" I said, "Yeah." I said, "I started climbing this mountain. And my truck stopped." He goes, "You got fuel pump problem. Your fuel pump's bad." He goes, "I'm going to hook onto you. I'm going to pull you to the top of the mountain. And I'm going to unchain you. And your truck's going to start. You drive down to the next little town at the bottom of the mountain. And there's an auto part. Buy your fuel pump, and there's a park there so your kids can play in the park while you're changing your fuel pump." So he did. He pulled me to the top of the mountain, and I drove, started, and I drove down to the bottom. There's the outer park. There's the park. And so I bought the fuel pump, started changing it, and we made it all the way back to San Antonio, 1,600 miles later. So we went to Mass. We went to Mass that day on Sunday, and the Father was talking about guardian angels. He goes, "You never know when and where they appear." He said there was this family traveling, and their truck stopped, pulling another car on the side of the road, trying to cross this mountain. And this man stopped, and he pulled him to the top of the mountain. In other words, he was telling the story that happened to us. So I looked at my wife and I said, "Did you tell Father what happened to us?" He goes, "No, never." And well, there you go. It was a guardian angel.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm. No, absolutely, Carlos. What a beautiful story. And yeah, you're right. I obviously we can't be everywhere, every mass in every parish, but I just don't know that I've heard, you know, preaching on the guardian angels all that often. I wish it was maybe a little bit more often. So if there are any of our wonderful, thanks be to God, we have the priests and bishops and people who listen to the program.
Deacons. Mm-hmm.
Deacons. Gentlemen, preach on the guardian angels. Mm-hmm. This is so important and so valuable. Carlos, you know, you had that experience there and then that wonderful experience. And then you said you asked, I think you said your wife, you know, did you mention this to the priest? No, he didn't. Well, this is, Debbie, all of these things are kind of interconnected, it sounds like.
Yeah, absolutely. And Carlos, I do feel that you were so blessed being born on October 7th. And you were wishing Michael, who called earlier from Pennsylvania, happy birthday. Today is his birthday and your birthday coming up. And I just think I love the whole month of October because it's jam-packed with the most beautiful spiritual and reminders for us as Catholics so that we can go deeper in the faith and we can appreciate the Most Holy Rosary. And you said you're blessed. Well, yeah, because, you know, the Blessed Mother, you are right there with her, holding her hand, which is incredible. But with the work of the guardian angels, there are so many angelic beings around us that are helping us get home to God. And so I loved how you said you always felt like you were blessed. I think that is the most beautiful attitude and disposition to have, Carlos, and more blessings to you because you recognize all of that. You recognize all of God's goodness. So thank you, sir, for really gracing this conversation today.
Hey, if I may ask, you could say a prayer. I lost my wife after 47 years of marriage. Mm. A poor little gal. He just retired from the school district as a bus driver. He was 65 years old, and she had a massive heart failure.
Oh, no.
And I'm out here in the world, just feel like I'm, well, without God, I can't live without him. But I feel like I've just been thrown out in the woods. But I'm lost. I think my job is, to try and preach to many people as I can.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
But
Carlos, can you give us your wife's first name so I can put her in the book?
Her name is Francis.
Francis, okay. Carlos, listen to me. You're in the middle of this grief, and it's painful. Okay, be kind to yourself, but this is the perfect. There's no accident you called in on the guardian angel feast day. Okay, lean on your guardian angel to bring you that comfort. You're not alone. You won't be lost if you tap into the help that you have from the Church Triumphant. Surround yourself. Ask everyone, all the angels and saints, to be with you during this most difficult time with the loss of your wife. And please, you know you have a family here with Take Two, okay? So if you ever feel lost, just get in touch with us, okay? Take2@EWTN.com because we walk with everyone in the family, okay? We're the body of Christ, so you're not alone. And I can tell you right now, the Take Two family is praying for you and sending prayers right now up to heaven for you, Carlos. So I hope you feel that love and support.
Thank you so much.
Thank you, Carlos. Bless you, brother. Appreciate you joining us here. It had to be tough to do that, especially given what you're going through right now. But lots of prayers headed your way. And I just want to mention before we get to, we're going to go to Patrice in North Dakota, but I want to mention that the Raymond Arroyo's program, The World Over, is tonight. It's every Thursday. And tonight, Robert Royal, Father Robert McTague, and Bill Donahue with analysis of Pope Leo for the 14th comments on the Senator Dick Durbin, Cardinal Blaise Supich controversy that was recently going on here in the U.S., Kim Carrath on the 60th anniversary of her role in the classic film The Sound of Music and the revival of that stage musical at the Kennedy Center. And Daily Wire host Michael Knowles talks about his faith, family, and career as a political commentator. The World Over with Raymond Arroyo tonight, 8 p.m. Eastern Time on EWTN television and radio. And you can get news from The World Over in your email inbox every week. Just visit EWTN.com and click on subscribe.
Beautiful. And real quickly, Betsy, please wave to Betsy on YouTube. Jerry, Betsy says, Jerry and Debbie and everyone else, I was involved in the New Age, horoscopes, tarot cards, and all that is very, very, very dangerous. Thanks be to God, I put all that behind. Wow, God. Betsy, yes, thank God. And thank you for sharing that, because others need to hear that, and they need to put it behind them too. And if you're Catholic, go to confession and really wipe it clean from your soul. Okay, Patrice is up next in Dickinson, North Dakota on Real Presence Radio. Hi, Patrice.
Hi.
Go right ahead.
Yes, I've had many experiences with my angel, and I'm not sure if this one was my angel or my daughter's, but this was years ago when she was two, and we lived in an apartment building on the upper floor where there was a balcony, and she liked to play with her stuffed animals in a little table. She'd make, like, to do tea parties with them, and there was also a family with a couple boys that were outside playing below the deck, and they were playing baseball, and they kept coming up and almost getting into where she was playing. So I would go out and I'd tell them to please move away, and because you were going to hit her, and they were, then they tried to do it even more, and I had to go tend to the baby inside. And when I turned back or whatever, I saw them again or whatever, and then I saw the ball coming right at her. And before I could get out there, because I knew it was going to hit her, it just stopped in midair and came straight down on the balcony ledge and just stopped. I mean, it a little thin balcony ledge, but this baseball just stopped in midair, came down defying all laws of gravity. So that was one of my first, like, you know, eye wide open moments of experience with my angel, or it could have been her angel. I've had
both.
Many experiences with them.
Or both, yeah.
Or both. Sounds like that might have been a 1-2 tag team there with your guardian angel and your daughter's guardian angel. But at that moment, at that time, Patrice, were you thinking, you know, that was one or both of our guardian angels, or were you just kind of in awe of what had just happened in front of you?
Oh, yeah, I definitely knew it was one of our angels.
Oh, okay.
Like I said, I've always had a close relationship with my angel and trying to get closer. But yeah, I definitely knew it, but I've never experienced it or seen something like that. And yeah, that was definitely an experience that I told a lot of people about that.
Yeah. And the best way to, the easiest way and best way to get, I think so, from studying angels, is to get closer to the angels, is to awareness in the morning with the guardian angel prayer, or just thanking God that you have a guardian angel. Remember that you have a guardian angel. At the end of the day, thanking God for the guardian angel. And then also trying to get in a state of grace, stay in a state of grace, because the clearer path you have with God's will, you're going to have more of a understanding and a clarity of your angel's role. So it all is part of the plan. But of course, just as a caution to everyone, you don't want to try to, not that you're doing this or anybody else, but people are like, well, as a friendship, I should have some kind of response from my guardian angel. That's not their role. They're messengers. They're there to do the will of God. So we don't want to have to try to have communication with them like that. It's basically our awareness and understanding that they have a mission that's pleasing to God, and that allows them to do their work. So I hope that helps when you get closer to, as you continue on with your life. And I hope your daughter is still very close to her guardian angel, Patrice.
Yes, you know, she's got little ones now that she's taking care of, so I'm sure. Yeah, she is
calling upon all of the guardian angels for help.
Yeah,
wonderful. Patrice, thank you so much for calling in. You waited a long time to get on the program, so thank you very, very much. Will you call us again sometime?
Sure, I sure will. Yeah.
Thank you.
God bless you.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Okay, and God bless you guys.
Aw, thank you, Patrice. That was so sweet. Thank you. Happy Feast of the Guardian Angels. Let's all celebrate today. Okay, Sheila's up next. First time caller from Michigan, Jerry, on the EWTN app. Hi, Sheila.
Oh, hi. Can you hear me okay?
Very well.
Okay, I just had a story about how my guardian angel helped me and cared for me as during a car accident situation. And this was a few years back. I was driving on a local city street and headed one direction, and a car ran a red light and it spun my car totally around. So I was stopped on kind of a curbing point in the same direction I had come. And anyway, I'm convinced I was driving alone and the car that hit me hit the driver's side door. And I'm convinced that my angel cushioned the impact of that from accident. And I had a bleeding head wound, which is my first experience. So, I after being checked out in ER that afternoon, it was fine. The car was totaled, but I was fine. I just had to heal from the stitches in my head. But two other things that happened, I was calm and clear-headed throughout this accident, mm-hmm. which I thought I knew that was there was more to that. And two strangers, I don't know who they were, a jogger saw the bleeding head wound and gave me a sweatshirt. And another unnamed driver stopped and turned the engine off. And I had enough clarity of mind to say, oh, I'd like those keys, please. So that's kind of my story, but I know it could have been much worse accident.
Well, that's exactly what I was just going to say, Sheila. You know, that could have been, you know, based on what the details that you gave us, that could have been a whole lot worse and maybe even fatal. So it does sound like your guardian angel stepped in there and provided some cushioning for you. Even though you had that little bit of a head wound there, this could have been a very, very horrible tragedy for you. So very, very happy that your guardian angel was there with you. And those other passersby also came in and played a role in that situation for you.
Thank you. That was pretty remarkable.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Typically, most people will have their first real true encounters with angels when it has something to do around car accidents or something of that nature. So you get a lot of stories when it around driving. And so they, you can just imagine that they're working overtime, you know, trying to maneuver all the cars, make sure everybody gets to their destination safely and all these things. It's pretty incredible, the network of the angelic realm. Sheila, you are awesome. Thanks so much. Thanks for being a first-time caller. Call us again, please. And I know, Jerry, you're going to be mentioning we have some YouTube comments coming in.
Yeah, I believe I get the name right. So Sheetal on YouTube. Okay, I'm amazed. I'm at home. People and these two nice, nice people help me with a big bucket of paint. I think angels are all around tapping us today. Wow,
amen.
That sounds like,
yeah. Yeah, we got a wave to her. Beautiful. I love it. Okay, Kate is up next in Florida on Sirius XM 130. Hi, Kate. We wanted to squeeze you in. Hello, Kate. Are you with us?
Hello.
Yes, you're on the air.
Yes, I'm with you.
Yep, go right ahead.
Yeah, I've had two experiences seeing my angel, and he was the same angel both times. This was like 1999. My husband and I were walking on a trail behind our house. We owned a business next door. So this beautiful guy with long, curly, dark hair whizzed by us on his bicycle. We were walking, and he looked at me, and he said, tomorrow you're going to come into a lot of money. And my husband looked at me, and he said, what did he say? And so I thought that's what he said. So the next day, I went to work, and a realtor came in my office, and he said, somebody would like to buy your business. And it wasn't even for sale. And he did buy the business. So that one was for sure what my angel had told me. And then a couple years later, we went to Italy on a tour, and we were in Rome. My husband and I went to the Palace of Borghese, I guess one of the things they do on the tour. And I had worn shoes with heels on them instead of tennis shoes, and all the cobblestone streets in Italy kept turning my one ankle over. So when we were approaching the restaurant, walking there, I flipped it over one time really, really bad, and it immediately started to swell. So by the time we sat down for dinner there, I couldn't move my foot or get my shoe off, and it was getting worse and worse. And a beautiful young waiter, long, dark, curly hair, came up to us dressed in the Renaissance costumes they wore there and said, can I get you something? And I said, do you have any aspirin or anything? And he said, what's the matter? And I showed him my foot, and he said, I have just thing for you. So he went back to the kitchen and he brought me out a tablet that looked like Alka-Seltzer. Just put that in your glass of water and drink that. So I did, and it tasted very good. And my ankle immediately went down to normal, and I could get my shoe off. Mm. And so he was gone. And so the women that were dressed like that, two waitresses bringing our food, and I asked them, I said, where's the beautiful young man that brought me the medicine that took care of my foot? She says, we have no men working here. It's all women.
Kate, I'm going to have to jump in on that note.
Wow,
amazing. You hear the music there for the close of the show. Kate, another amazing account. Mm-hmm. Sarah in Rapid City, South Dakota. Cecilia, you called in to finish up an angel story from the other day. Please call. If you call tomorrow at the start of the show,
yes.
I won't be on, but Debbie, you can put Cecilia on right at the start of the show.
Yes, she can have ample time. Cecilia, please call back tomorrow. It's Angel Week, okay? We'll celebrate the whole week. And everyone else that participated today, enjoy the day. It's a feast of the guardian angels. Say the guardian angel prayer, right, Jer?
Amen. Thanks to the show team. Thanks to you, the Take Two family, for making this another excellent broadcast. Until we talk to you again, have a beautiful and blessed day.